Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
What is the actual title of your account, your handle, Ben?
So it's, at Public Safety SME. I originally set it up for my consultancy. I have a public safety and risk consultancy. That's the day job. And I set up the Twitter, so you can follow me there or go to Broad and Liberty, not Billy Penn.
Right. Broad and Liberty,
and,
I'm sorry.
Check out my latest piece at Broad and Liberty. And like most things, if you want to get to the bottom of something, you got to follow the money. Yep. So a lot of people out there have made it very clear that you have an issue with these tents being all the same color, and how did they all pop up and the signs get there literally the day after they decided to start protesting. And it's because there are groups set up, nonprofits set up overnight. In one case, I found one called the Campaign for Palestinian Rights, right? And it's Soros funded. It's from the Open Society Foundation. They put over $300,000 in it. They coordinated with the Rockefeller Fund. They also put in a matching, $355,000 into it. And it's exactly what they did after George Floyd died with Black Lives Matter. Everyone wondered how the cinder blocks and the buses got there, overnight. It's because outside money comes in. And in some cases, three campuses at least, one of which you're looking at, UCLA, they're paying protesters to be there.
Yep.
They're catering for protesters to be there. They're supplying these people. The problem is, if you look at the cities where this is really metastasizing like a cancer on these college, and I put a map in that article of Broad and Liberty, you'll see that these are the same cities where the same Open Society Foundation, through other shell groups like Real Justice PAC, funded the district attorney elections, like Larry Krasner at Penn, who Larry was dumb enough to actually show up at Penn yesterday and break down the fourth wall. Because, these guys are, he fears no consequences. The biggest, most egregious example that I put in the article was at UT Austin. So everyone knows Austin is a liberal pocket in a very red state, Texas.
Yep.
And the governor ordered the DPS, the state troopers, to go in there and clear out UT. And they made overnight 57 arrests in one night. The very next morning when she comes into her office, DA Garza in Travis County decided to dismiss with prejudice all 57 cases for what she said was a lack of probable cause. Now, mind you, every one of these things were caught on video.
Exactly.
And they're for general intent crimes. General intent meaning you don't need to have a motive. You just have to be there. Things like trespassing. So, she really didn't care what it looked like. And yes, she received Open Society money to get elected. So you can't have protest groups, unlawful protest groups, and the people charged with enforcing the unlawful protest groups paid by the same people. It is a conflict of interest.
You're absolutely right, Ben. And that's the amazing thing that, I see these city council people out cutting ribbons and, going and saying that they belong in West, since they represent Rick Krajewski, I represent West Philly. I have a right to go on the Penn campus and tell those people what to do. They could be laughing at a laugh in their faces. These people are clowns. I've been around Philly for 71 years and have known some of the worst city council people running for office. This has to be the biggest crew of absolutely do nothing, just take pictures every day, go out there and pander, pretend that you're doing stuff, and then flipping imaginary light switches and all this other nonsense instead of taking care of the city. And then Larry Krasner, without a doubt, is the worst, most corrupt DA in the entire United States of America. And I don't think that's hyperbole. I think that's a fact.
No, he's the poster child. And this is something tomorrow, Ralph Cipriano and I were getting together and actually attending the hearing at the federal building that Jim Jordan and the House Judiciary Committee is having on Larry Krasner. Because he's their poster child. He's the one they decided to put, PBS did a national documentary on oh, Krasner is a reformer. But what I, you know, and I did a summary of all like 4 years worth of coverage that Ralph and I did on the corruption. So we're leaving the actual policy decisions out. And this is where the State House, their impeachment committee, kind of messed up, because they made it about the victims. And I'm not saying the victims shouldn't have a say. Of course they should. I know two of the victims who are going to be there tomorrow. What I'm saying is, when you make it about that, he could stand up there, as horrifying as it is, and say, well, you don't agree with my policy decisions to, quote unquote, reform the justice system. Well, in the meantime, under the veneer of these reforms, he's got a culture of corruption, mismanagement. You know, there's money disappearing. Victims' funds are disappearing. You know, he's violating the civil rights of police officers like Ryan Pinal and Joe Bologna. I mean, there are some egregious violations of federal law that are going completely uninvestigated. And by the way, let's talk about counsel for a minute. All of the local politicians who figured out how to get outside money the way Larry did with PACs, like Krajewski, like what they just tried to do with Amon Brown for a $75,000 state rep seat. Yep. They dropped $500,000, right? So when these outside funds come in, people don't fear the repercussions of being held accountable for not doing their jobs. And counsel was already terrible. Now, the councilmatic privilege and the just blatant corruption there, and the fact that they have shielded themselves from oversight. They don't have an inspector general. Okay, that's great. But now they figured out that, hey, I could just keep getting funded for my, you know, do-nothing, no-show job and be a useful idiot for this national platform. Mike Larry. Because Larry and George Gaston, you're watching these videos from UCLA right now with the CHP dropping CS into the crowd. Okay. George Gaston's the same guy Larry Krasner is. Exactly. They're both puppets for the Open Society Foundation. They have the same exact platform. Word for word.
Even San Francisco got rid of their guy, which is hard to believe, Chase Boudin. You know, so when San Francisco wakes up and realizes that they have a guy who's supposed to be a crime guy, and he's not, and he's just like Soros, and he's just like Larry Krasner and Gascon and Alvin Bragg in New York, at least San Francisco, of all places, woke up and got rid of that clown.
And I'm waiting for it to happen in New York, because San Francisco and Manhattan have a very similar problem that, unfortunately, we don't have here in Philly, which is, you know, they've let these places turn into complete ghettos. And you can't get into these places for under $1 million. So if you're paying $1.5 million for a one-bedroom apartment in San Francisco and you have a guy defecating in front of your doorstep, it turns out that you actually have a bully pulpit in the way of selecting a new candidate. Plus, they have a law we don't have, which is they could actually ouster elected officials. We don't. And something that Martina White asked for about 3 or 4 times and has been unsuccessful thus far.
Well, Ben, we really appreciate you coming on today. I read your stuff all the time. You got to get Broad and Liberty to follow me. You know, I'm in Florida here, where our governor makes sure, you know, the FAFO. I have WTF here. Welcome to Florida. FAFO in Florida. They don't play that stuff down here.
That's right.
The University of Florida, you've seen what happens here. And there's still some protests down there at USF. And you see the people out there who ones are leading us. They're all clowns. But I appreciate you coming on, man. Thank you so much for what you're doing.
It's my pleasure. It always is.
And Ralph Cipriano and these peoples out there.
I'll get my editor to follow you. I'm going to see him at the thing tomorrow. So we're going to do that.
Followers. I mean, I lost all my followers. I need to get the Bruno Nation back up and running to save America from itself.
Tony thought I didn't follow him for years. Because Twitter kept playing games and cutting all my followers overnight before Elon bought it.
We need to protest. I'm going to go out and get tents. I'm going to get all the supplies we need. And we're going to go out and march on Elon Musk's yacht somewhere. Hey, Ben, thanks for coming on, man. I really appreciate it.
Start your day with Kale and Company. Weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.